USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Lee Zeldin, a Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon. Parenton, New York is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. A former police officer was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison on federal charges for his role in the killing of George Floyd back in May of 2020. It should be noted, video evidence shows Lane had asked his colleagues twice whether George Floyd should be turned on his side. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Flint water crisis trial is wrapping up.
Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
SpaceX's next Dragon passengers will need to wait a little bit longer before they can get off the ground. SpaceX and NASA will launch Crew 5, their next crewed mission to the International Space Station, no earlier than September 29th. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
More and more American families are opting out of public school systems run by teachers' unions and choosing charter schools. Ian Rowe on Fox News is the CEO of Vertex Partnership Academies.
Well, first of all, charter schools are public schools. They're just public schools that are privately run, typically by nonprofit organizations. And what charter schools usually get right is that we're offering choice. In the district in which we're launching Vertex Partnership Academies, this international baccalaureate high school, which is an extension of other charter school networks, only 7% of students who entered ninth grade, 4 years later, are ready for college. Parents have had enough of this kind of performance, and they want high-quality options. That's why there's so many families who are advocating for eliminating the cap that currently exists on charter schools.
No polio cases have originated in the United States since 1979, but with the overflow of illegal immigrants being escorted into the interior of the United States, it was bound to happen. A polio case has been discovered in New York State. The strain of polio that was detected, officials believe the virus originated from another country. Polio is very contagious. People already vaccinated against the virus have a low risk of contracting it, but health officials are advising those who are unvaccinated or haven't completed their vaccinations for polio to do so. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.